Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Tes, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnais in this entire Perek discuss the halachas of Bris Mila on Shabbos. We mentioned at the end of the previous Mishnah that all the needs for performing a Bris Mila, circumcision on Shabbos, can be done on Shabbos. The Mishnah over here comes to add on to that. Rabbi Eliezer says, Im lehevi kli me'erev Shabbos, if a person didn't bring the kli, the utensil, that's the knife for the Mila, he didn't bring it before Shabbos, mevi'a b'Shabbos, he can bring it on Shabbos and carry it even through Rishis Rabim, through public domain, which is a malacha deraisa, even though this is not actually a malacha for the Bris Mila itself, but it's just for preparation to bring the knife to the Bris Mila. According to Eliezer, that was allowed. And when he carries it, he should carry it Megula, revealed, that people should see he's carrying a knife for the purpose of Bris Mila, and how special Bris Mila is that it overrides Shabbos. Ubisakana, but in times of danger, when the non-Jews persecuted the Jews and did not allow them to do Bris Mila, and he couldn't have the Mila knife open and visible, Mechaseyu, he should cover it over, Alpiedim. In front of witnesses should see that he covered over the Mila knife, so it should be known that what he was carrying was not a personal item, which is usher to do so on Shabbos, but rather it was the Mila knife for the mitzvah, so people wouldn't think that he's transgressing the halachas of Shabbos for no need. V'aydam Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer said even further that if he doesn't have any knife at hand, not just it's not present in this place, but if he doesn't have one whatsoever, you can even make one on Shabbos, which includes karsin asim, he can cut wood, lasis pechamim, to make coal, to burn the coal, velasis kli barzel, to make a metal instrument, to make a knife using the burning coal, heat up metal, and form a knife. All that can be done on Shabbos, even though it's preparation, that's all included in what's allowed to be done on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Klal am Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said a general rule, kol malacha she'afshar la'asaysa me'erev Shabbos, any malacha that could have been done already before Shabbos in preparation, in a deiches a Shabbos, it does not override Shabbos. V'she'i'af she'la'asaysa me'erev Shabbos, but if it couldn't be done before Shabbos, deiches a Shabbos, that will override Shabbos. So bringing the knife or making the knife, all that could have been done before, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it can't be done on Shabbos. But the actual circumcision itself, which couldn't be done before, it has to be done on the eighth day on Shabbos. So that can be done on Shabbos. Mishnah Beis. It goes through the actual procedure of the Bris Mila, the different steps, how it was done on Shabbos. Eisen, Kol Tzarkei Mila B'Shabbos. All the different needs for the Bris Mila, for the circumcision, can be done on Shabbos. Mayalin, you can circumcise, which is cutting off the Arla, the foreskin. Upairin, and you can uncover, this is the second step of the mitzvah, it's uncovering the atara, the corona, by tearing and pulling back the membrane. This is the second step for the mitzvah that's required to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore it can be done on Shabbos. Umaitzitzin, and you can draw out the blood from the wound. This was to protect, it was for medical reasons, that to protect the child, that there shouldn't be too much blood on the wound. And because of the danger to the child, this was allowed to be done on Shabbos, even though drawing out blood is generally not allowed. This was allowed because of the danger. V'naisanala espalanis, and a bandage could be put on. V'kamein, and crushed cumin was put on to help the wound heal, even though medicines are generally not allowed on Shabbos. But over here, because of the sakana, because of the danger, it was allowed. Imlei shachak me'erev Shabbos, if he didn't grind the cumin before Shabbos, then lays b'shinav, he should chew it up with his teeth, which is a shinai, which is an abnormal way to do this, and therefore it's only asam adarabanon, v'naisin, and then he should put it on the child. It's preferable if he needs to be mechal Shabbos, he should minimize it in whichever way possible, and therefore he should grind it in a way that's a shinai, and it's only asam adarabanon. The common practice at the time of the Mishnayos was to beat oil and wine together and put it on the Bris Mila for healing purposes. And beating couldn't be done on Shabbos because it looked like it was in preparation for cooking. Im leitaref yayin v'shamen me'erev Shabbos, if he didn't beat the wine and oil together before Shabbos, yinasen zeh ba'atzmei v'zeh ba'atzmei, he should put each one by itself in a bowl together and let it mix on its own, but he can't beat them together. And then they'll put it on the Bris Mila that way. Ve'ein eisen l'chalak l'chachila. One can't make a little chalak, which is a type of little garment that was put, it's called a little shirt, that was put over the bris milah area. It had a hole on top that was put through, and it was used to hold the skins down off the atara, off the corona, to make sure that they wouldn't come back up and cover over the atara. And the cutting a hole in the cloth like that is considered like making a kli on Shabbos, and that wasn't allowed to be done on Shabbos. So if this wasn't done, it can't be done on Shabbos. Avo kerichala smartet, you can just wrap a cloth around it to keep the skins down. This wasn't something done for the safety of the child, for the sakana. It was just done to keep the skin down from coming back up and over. Therefore, you couldn't go and make the kli on Shabbos because it wasn't to prevent a sakana. In lehiskin me'av Shabbos, if he didn't have prepared any cloth before Shabbos, then kerich al etzbayim mivyei, he can go and wrap one around his finger in a different place and then walk with it and bring it wrapped around his finger as if it's like something that he's wearing, and he can bring it b'afilu mechatzar acheres, even from another chatzar. The Mishnah is saying that the Rabbanan removed the restrictions of going from one chatzar to another chatzar, which is only restricted midrabbanan, without a erev chatzeres, and they only allowed this to be done, which is anyways something that was only restricted midrabbanan, but to go in Rishis Rabim is not allowed with this cloth, because again, it's only to prevent the skin from returning, but it's not to prevent the sakana, it's not for the safety of the child, so the Melacha D'oraisa was not allowed to be transgressed for this purpose.